Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Banks it in!
KC Johnson.
Come and get some of this.
Bulls basketball.
Whoa! Stop it! Did not do him like that!
Taking you inside the locker room with KC Johnson.
Oh my goodness! Did you not get the memo?
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. KC Johnson joins us on the Alp Monty Ford Hotline. Alp Monty Ford in Melrose Park. Hey, KC, how are you?
Morning, KC.
Morning, guys. How you doing, man?
How's lockdown? You doing okay?
Yeah. I mean, you know, just like everybody else. I mean, we're just trying to figure it out as we go along. There are, I think, probably like everyone else, moments of decent perspective, and if you feel like you're on top of things, and other moments where it gets a little bumpy, but part of the craziness we're all experiencing and together, you know. So also very cool that you guys are doing your thing, because I think everybody needs whatever kind of normalcy they can get right now. So very cool that you guys are doing your thing on the score.
Well, the big question is, KC, how much do you miss your youth coaching, and what happened to your team?
Well, we're finishing basketball, and the playoffs got bagged, and baseball and soccer are on hold. So taking a break from the clipboard, the kids are probably happy to be away from me right now. there's one benefit from this craziness.
So you're not Zooming workouts or anything?
I think everybody's probably got one Zoom story. I'll quickly share mine. We tried a family, I guess they call it Zumba workout last night via Zoom. And let's just say the 14-year-old immediately peeled off and started taking videos of the 12-year-old, and things spiraled rapidly downhill from there. It was pretty bad.
From experience, KC, online yoga much easier than online Zumba.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. All right. So listen, so a lot of interesting things going on, obviously, around the world. Certainly we look at the NBA as sort of this epicenter of this particular pandemic, because they were the first sports league to shut down. We know what happened with Rudy Gobert. He's apparently working out again. He's been cleared of the coronavirus, and we're seeing that happening more and more. And we keep hearing different rumors about weighing different options. The idea that the NBA does want to somehow wind up with a champion before all is said and done. We know Adam Silver is on the job, and he's been sort of the leader of this thing in terms of the reaction to it. What, if anything, have you been hearing in terms of the possibility that there could be a resumption of play at some point?
Yeah, I mean, I would just basically say in general, what you already said, Mully, is what I keep hearing in basically every conversation I have, and that's that there's a strong desire on multiple levels to crown a 2020 champion. How they get there, when that happens, those are obviously the unanswerables. But it's pretty clear, you know, not only from Adam's comments, but just from what you hear talking to people around the league, that there is a strong desire to salvage this season and crown a champion. There are tons of contingency plans on the table. There is willingness to alter things if need be to crown that 2020 champion. I think one thing that has defined Adam Silver's tenure has been the ability to be open to change and open to new ideas. You know, I saw yesterday that Damian Lillard talked about how players would not be in favor of a permanent alteration of the NBA calendar, you know, because the players like having their summer months off, et cetera. So I'm not saying crowning a 2020 champion would lead to permanent change, but I certainly think if they are able to salvage the 2020 champion, pushing the 2021 season back to accommodate that is something that I think everybody would be willing to do.
Casey, I think you've been seeing a lot of like spitballing from people in the NBA, whether it's Adam Silver or just people who cover the league or involved in the league, everything from this sort of some sort of bracket when we come back, if we come back, and a tournament to determine a champion, or the crazy idea of like a basketball biosphere of having everybody go to Vegas and having a tournament there in a self-contained environment. Of all the ideas floated, do you have a favorite? Do you have one that sounds more realistic or reasonable than the others?
Yeah, I don't think any of them sounds that realistic, quite frankly. I say that there's this strong desire to salvage a 2020 champion, but this is just completely my own opinion or gut feeling. This is obviously no reporting. I just don't see how they get it done. I really don't. I think there's just too much unknown out there. I think the longevity of this and the unknown of this is going to keep stretching months and months. And, you know, one thing that you hear, and obviously I'm no scientist, I'm just reading a lot of stuff like everybody else, you know, is that the asymptomatic carriers are going to be the issue once we get through, you know, this initial wave of lockdown, et cetera. And I just don't know how you get past it. I mean, I guess a controlled environment is one way you do that, but I think that's a big ask to get everybody in one place and get that done. I think there's so many logistics. And you know, switching back to the positive of how this gets done, another thing that is important here is the strong relationship that Adam Silver has with Michelle Roberts, the head of the Players Association. So their ability to negotiate through a tangle of issues, I think, will be paramount if they are able to salvage something. I just personally think there's too many hurdles to clear.
You know, obviously we don't know what the future is going to look like, but I was interested in seeing that Zach Levine talk to Sam Smith, and his quote was, "To be blunt, I'm upset." He's looking back. He's talking about what happened right. This season. We had high expectations coming into the season. Didn't go our way anyway we would have thought of. We played through some adversity, but we didn't go out there and do what we're supposed to do as a team. I would imagine that's an almost universal opinion, Casey. I would imagine there's a lot of players that kind of feel like that, and coaches that feel like that, and management that feels like that, and maybe even reporters.
Yeah, I mean, this was the season that was sold as the one where you're going to see tangible progress to the rebuild. And I think everybody kind of around the team, whether you mentioned a reporter or management member or coaching staff or player, had that vibe way back when on media day last September. You know, they came off of an offseason which was pretty widely praised for the moves they made. They didn't make splashy moves, but they made smart, solid moves that were supposed to, you know, coalesce with the young pieces that they already had on the roster and kind of push this franchise forward. And it's been, you know, it was exactly the opposite. You know, it was an underwhelming and disappointing season on multiple levels. And you know, Zach, to me, would be one of the few bright spots. Obviously, the emergence of Coby White right before the shutdown would be another. But for the most part, you're in this entering this hiatus and this unknown period with more questions than answers. And that's certainly not where anybody associated with the franchise envisioned this being at this point. And that's why, you know, you're going to get to some off-season changes here at some point. Now, I will say, you know, I have not done any reporting on this other than right before the shutdown, you know, obviously leading up, everybody kind of is pointing to the changes, but I don't know how this shutdown affects that because, you know, how does Michael Reinsdorf conduct this search now? You know, and how does he, obviously you can do it remotely, but it's different and you got to be sensitive to the unknown of the season and what's left of it and the commitments to those players' team, those franchises' teams. So that's another added layer to this that, you know, I don't think it's going to I'm not saying I think it's going to preclude the changes from happening. It just makes another logistical issue coming out of this crazy hiatus that we're all in.
I think you're exactly right, Casey, and I wonder about the likelihood of significant change. I mean, you look at, I know college basketball and the NBA are very different, but you look at how the Power Five conferences, there wasn't a single coaching move or change after their seasons in this sort of, at a time when you typically see it because of this hiatus, because of this forced pause in sports and society. So I do wonder when they come back, how are the Bulls, what's practical, what is realistic? And as you point out, not only disrupting the lives of other people and other franchises, but how much less likely will coaches want or executives want to make changes in their own lives that have been turned upside down in the past, you know, 30, 60, 90 days?
Yeah, no, that's an interesting wrinkle, and I hadn't thought about that college angle too. But I would just say this. I know that the process was not far enough along, but it was the wheels were in motion enough not for there not to be change. Just how it gets done now is, I think, the point I was trying to make, because it's just different now. You know, Michael had been doing his due diligence. He'd been seeking input from a wide variety of candidates, a wide variety of people. I mean, he obviously probably had opinions about some of those people. So, you know, it's just another hurdle now. It's, you know, calling and asking for permission from those teams, because the NBA calendar is different now. I mean, the 1920 season is in the balance. It's hanging in the air. It's not clean and going to be done in mid-April. And then, you know, for non-playoff teams, and then on for the playoff teams. So it's just one more thing that is uncertain in all this. But I do believe that the off-season changes will still be made to the, you know, I do believe whenever the 2020-2021 season begins, it will feature a revamped Bulls front office and an overhauled scouting department.
You know, obviously there's been all sorts of stories out there about withholding pay. Up to 25% of players' pay would somehow be put in escrow. You know, we've seen different sports leagues around the world where they want to hold up pay for different players, and the player's response, you know, has been to try to donate some money on top of it in order to make sure that all the people that are working around the different teams get paid. They did that with Barcelona and soccer. Is there any talk about what the financial crunch will mean to this thing? Is there any talk about, are you hearing anything from anybody going through any, not difficult times, but, you know, just trying to weather this thing?
No, I've talked to a few agents who have just talked about, you know, the uncertainty of the pay schedule. And, you know, now obviously that's going to come to fruition here because the April 1st payment today is going to be made, and then the next one is uncertain. So player agents are just obviously that I've talked to have raised that concern and are monitoring that situation. I mean, I think most of them expected that this is going to happen. And they've been trying to advise their clients as such. But, you know, at least the agents I've talked to, most of them are dealing with pretty responsible players and guys who are on top of things. So, you know, most of these players obviously make a nice paycheck. And, you know, you're obviously used to that, and it will be cause some disruption. But you'd like to think that they make enough money that they've figured out how to have a nest egg or be able to, you know, keep living the life that they're used to living. I mean, it's certainly obvious. I'm not saying you're making this analogy, Molly, but it's certainly not analogous to, you know, all the unemployment and furloughs that are happening around the world. It is such a tragedy from this situation.
KC, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you.
Thanks, KC. Right, hang in there.
Yeah, you as well. Thanks for doing what you're doing, man. We appreciate it.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.